This is Chef Andrew Rule, the founder of Slapfish Restaurant Group, and you're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. And this is my go-to spot for all things food-related in Southern California.
And welcome back. Sadly, it is the concluding segment of the SoCal Restaurant Show, but the better news is we're going to be right back with you next Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. And Angels pregame follows the SoCal Restaurant Show today, so as they say, stay tuned. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and it is a pleasure to welcome my very busy co-host, Chef Andrew Gruhl, back to his show. Chef Andrew, good morning and welcome.
Hey, good morning, Andy.
And we should say we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Chef Andrew, we're going to discuss it in detail next week, but I would be remiss right now not to congratulate you as being one of the members of a very esteemed chef's team that really pulled off something Thursday afternoon on the Huntington Beach Pier that you might say was a year in the making, and this was your Sustainable Seafood Outstanding in the Field Dinner, which for those of our listeners that have never experienced an Outstanding in the Field event, and you are a certified foodies, this is something that you need to get on the list because it really is an extraordinary experience. And Chef Andrew, as I was saying, you cooked for 225 guests. They were all served on a long table. Let's say it was a little bit of a breezy afternoon on the Huntington Beach Pier, and you all pulled it off with aplomb. So hopefully you can bask in a little glory before you had to move on to various other projects. But as an experienced food service professional, I was really impressed what you all did.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it was a great event. Look, the wind certainly added a whole new element, but such is the restaurant industry, right? You're always taking on new variables. So good lineup, great guests, and really well put together by the Outstanding in the Field crew. I mean, I was trying to explain to somebody else, I said, imagine kind of going on tour, but instead of concerts, it's food, it's dinners. You know, they're on tour, really.
Oh, yeah. No, they absolutely are. But, you know, the point that you're making is typically the facilities they go into, and we'll talk about more about this next week, there are no existing facilities. So you don't have a field kitchen to work with. All of that has to be set up. I mean, it's amazingly primitive in terms of what you have available to you to cook and plate. Yet, this is a multi-course gourmet experience that people that attended on Thursday, they were paying $365 for. So, you know, you got to deliver. So, you know, the pressure is on, but in terms of the Outstanding in the Field team, in terms of what they do, it really is impressive. And their folks are all, you know, kind of very calm. They don't get stressed. They don't get crazy. There were a lot, obviously, on Thursday, there were a lot of VIPs there. Sometimes VIPs can be a little demanding. And, you know, they take it all in stride. So it is an amazing team they have.
Yeah, definitely. Great crew, great event, well put together, and certainly impressive. I wish I could kind of bottle some of that calm but positive energy and take that to every event that I'm a part of.
Well, it'll always be in the memory bank, Chef Andrew, and we will kind of go through it course by course next week. But what we promised to talk about for a couple of weeks now, again, you're the one that is au courant on all of this, but if I'm getting this correctly, the House of Representatives has passed a bill to replenish the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. And what our listeners should remember from your commentary previously, there were a lot of legitimate, worthy restaurants that provided for, actually put in the application for the Restaurant Revitalization Fund, but it was exhausted in like an instant. So kind of give us that backstory and then where this is right now, because restaurants are still suffering.
Yeah, this was one tranche of money that was part of an earlier bill over a year ago put together that was designed to just provide relief to restaurants in the form of lump sum it, not necessarily loans, but really just, you know, kind of relief funding due to the shutdowns and obviously all the effects that it's had on their bottom line supply chain. And now obviously we're seeing runaway inflation. So this, you know, was a lifeline for many restaurants. Unfortunately, many restaurants were not able to partake, and it left, there's been too many restaurants that have shut down in between now and then. However, they've reintroduced it to try and replenish the funds. I don't have any crystal ball, and I can't tell you what's going to happen with it, because I think that a lot of people are starting to look at how much money there is already out there, regardless of the actual project that the money is being attached to and the effect that's having on inflation. You wonder whether it's going to go all the way through. You know, I will say this, Andy. The Employee Retention Credit Program, which was a tax rebate program, which was incredibly efficient, which says a lot when you hear me talking about the government and calling it efficient.
Yes, indeed.
It really was a great program, and they kind of eclipsed that program early, so they cut that program off early as part of the stimulus bill last fall, and they, you know, if I was up there right now on Capitol Hill, I'd be pushing them and saying, hey, look, you know, you can put together this program, and it has to go through the politics of all these different kind of, you know, these different leaders juggling interest, especially ahead of midterm elections, or you can just reinstate this employee retention credit program, which works both ways. It gives these tax rebates plus, there's a little plus to it, and then you actually don't pay payroll taxes, and the government retroactively credits you on a certain amount of payroll taxes you've paid as well. So instead of printing money, going through the administration, and then sending checks out, and then trying to break through the fraud, you basically just take your kind of your 941 or your tax form for payroll taxes, and it gives you the money back. So perhaps they'll consider putting that back in place.
Andrew, we can only hope. Andrew, probably the saddest thing that's happened in our circle so far this year, a good friend of the SoCal Restaurant Show, Chef Arthur Gonzalez, very prominent chef restaurateur in Long Beach. We've talked to him about Panza Cucina in the past, and also Roe. Very tragically has left us. He was a good friend of yours. Let's talk about Arthur, because he deserves to be recognized.
Yep. I mean, the guy is the gentle giant. He was probably one of the most most caring, giving people I've met in my entire life. So a lot of people probably don't know this, but when I started Flatfish as a food truck, Art had just left McKenna's on the Bay, and we knew each other well. He was the first chef when I came out to California and started the sustainable seafood program. He was the first chef to kind of take me in, open arms, and say, whatever you need, I'll do it. We became very close immediately there. And when he left, and when I had started the food truck, he had just left McKenna's on the Bay, and he said, hey, I've got some free time on my hands. I'm going to try and start this restaurant, Panza. This was years before he ended up starting it. And he launched the food truck with me. It was Art and I driving around on the Slapfish food truck. We had four going at one time. We worked together 16 hours a day for almost a full year, running the food trucks together, and he helped me build that empire, and then he went off on his own, and he got inspired to start Roe. We both almost took over and started the Roe spot together as a Flatfish, and then he said, well, I'm going to use this as my entryway into Panza, and then he ultimately started Panza. But if it wasn't for Art, I wouldn't be where I am today. Greatest person. It still hasn't hit me.
Chef Andrew, a wonderful tribute. We need to say goodbye. Food fans, that's our show. A tip of the toque to my co-host, Chef Andrew Gruhl. A salute to Lou here at Angel Stadium in technical excellence. Kudos also to Adam Bell on social media. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Angels pregame with Terry Smith and Mark Langston up next.